We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Dalid, and this is just a reminder that currently Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are receiving a shortened version of Shiurim Beizer Hashem. In the next Machzer, they will receive a fuller treatment. So says the Keses in Seif Yud Dalid, Shem Kodesh Asur L'Shanoisei L'Chol. There's an Isser to transform a Shem that was a Shem Kodesh into a Shem Choyl. Now, how can one turn a Shem Hashem into a Shem Choyl? So the Keses explains, Kegoin Shehaya Tzarech Lichtoi Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai. Sofer was writing the Pasuk, Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai. So in this Pasuk, you'll note that it has the word Aleph Lamed twice. The first time, it's Choyl, El Yosef. The second time, it's Kodesh, Kel Shakai. So this was the pasuk that the Sofer was up to. V'shachach lichtoiv shtei tevos el Yosef. And he forgot to write the words el Yosef. V'hischil lichtoiv es Hashemos hakadoshos kel shakai. So instead of writing Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, he started writing Vayomer Yaakov kel, ula'achar shekosev es Hashem kel, l'shem kedusha nizkar shedileg shtei tevos el Yosef. After he wrote Aleph Lamed L'Shem Kedusha, because he was planning on writing Kel Shakai, at that point he realized that he forgot to write the words El Yosef. So now he's presented with a situation where he has an Aleph Lamed exactly where he needs it to be. V'roitza lichtei v'ata tevis Yosef. So now he wants to just continue writing Yosef. So now it'll read Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef. The problem is that previously the Aleph Lamed was written for a Shem Kodesh. So this is an example of transforming a Shem that was Kodesh into a Shem Chol by just continuing with the word Yosef. V'Hashem Kel Yikra El B'Segol. Says the Keses, also Lassis Kain. It's not permitted to do such a thing. Taking a Shem that was Kodesh and turning it into a Shem Chol is Aser. Says the Lishka in Seif Koten Chof Hey. He says that the El Yerabba says that he was asked about a case of a sofer who forgot to write a few psukim adjacent to the posuk Vayikra Shem Hamokim Ahu Beis El. So what did they want to do? They wanted to erase in a fashion that they would end up using the word Aleph Lamed from Beis El, be using it instead for a regular word. Now the El Yerabba says that if we're going to say that the Shem Aleph Lamed of Beis El is Kodesh, there are shitas that hold that that's the case, so then it's usur to do this idea that they wanted to do, because you're changing what was a Shem Kodesh into a Shem Chol. The Lavush adds another reason, and that is because now if it's going to be viewed as a Shem Chol, so one day someone might end up erasing it, because they'll never know that it was once Kodesh. So that would be a big problem. And the Lishka says that he has rayas to each of these chashashas from the El Yerabba and the Lavush. And therefore, that's why he paskins that it's taka in Isser. Says the Keses in Sif Tezvav, Maisa b'sofer, shebeposik v'yomer Hashem elikim el hanochosh, dileg es Hashem elikim, v'nistapik achar kach, ma hoisa kavanosoi b'kosvei tevis aleph lamed. A sofer was writing the pasuk Vayomer Hashem Elikim El Hanochosh. So after he wrote the words, so he skipped the word Elikim. So now instead of saying Vayomer Hashem Elikim El Hanochosh, but now it says Vayomer Hashem El Hanochosh. So where it has the Aleph Lamed of El Hanochosh, he could have also written over there Elikim. So now the sofer doesn't know. When he wrote the Aleph Lamed of El Hanochosh, was he beginning to write the word Elikim and he just got distracted? Or was he meaning to write the words El Hanochosh? V'nistapik achar kach ma hoisa kavanosei because v'tevas Aleph Lamed. Im hoisa kavanosei rak l'tevas El, if he meant to just write the word El, like El Hanochosh, v'as Hashem Elikim shochach legamri, and he forgot the Hashem Elikim entirely, or maybe no. Ulai hoisa kavanasei lichtoiv es Hashem, V'kosef shtei ha'isiyas kel. He meant to write a Shem Hashem Elikim, and he wrote the Aleph and the Lamed. And then after that, v'shochach v'kosef hanochosh. He forgot, and he continued and with the word hanochosh. So now it says v'yemer Hashem el hanochosh. V'hayra ha'mayra. The psak came in ki limchak tevas Aleph Lamed to be meichik this word einay rishoy. You can't erase it. Why not? Shema kudshoy. Because maybe he wrote it for the Shem Elikim, so it's Aleph Lamed of Elikim, obviously is Kaidish, so it would be Asir B'mechika. So you can't erase it. V'limchak tevas hanochash, and to erase the word hanochash, u'lahashlim as Hashem, and to finish off the Aleph Lamed as Hashem Hashem, l'shtei yaisis elu gamkein eini rishoy d'shem elikidshoy. He can't finish off the Shem Elikim using this Aleph and the Lamed, because maybe he wasn't Mekadosh it. So he can't erase it, because maybe he was Mekadosh it. And he can't finish off the Elikim because maybe he wasn't Mekadosh it. So you're stuck. Alkein yikdar tevas aleph lamed. So therefore, you should be just koider this word, v'yichtav mechadosh es Hashem HaKadosh. And you just write the Shem Hashem from scratch. That's the psak that the Keses says. Now in Sifkot and Chavav, he points out that from the fact that the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is machmir, this halacha comes from the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. He says that you can't erase the Aleph Lamed. So from the fact that the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is machmir and doesn't allow one to erase the Aleph Lamed, you see that he holds that it's an Isidai Raisa to erase the Aleph Lamed of Elikim. We had stated previously that when you have a Shem Elikim, once you've written the Aleph and the Lamed, it becomes Asir B'mechika, because that's already a Shem. Kael itself is a Shem. So the Keses says that from here you see that to erase the Aleph Lamed of Elikim is an Isidai Raisa. Because if it would only be an Isidir Abonon, so then over here you should be able to erase it because it's a Safik Dir Abonon. And it should be Lakula. In other words, maybe he was Mekadeshit, maybe he wasn't. So it's a Safik Dir Abonon. If the Shem Kale of Elikim is only Dir Abonon, you would be able to erase it. And yet the Chinuch Beis Yehuda says you can't erase it. So you see that he holds that it must be that to erase Kael of Elikim is an Isidai Raisa. Furthermore, says the Keses, that if the Chinuch Beis Yehuda didn't recommend Tliya, in other words, another Eitza over here would have been to be Toile the words, in other words, again, he wrote Vayomer Hashem El Hanochash. So the Eitza would be to be Toile the Shame. So he says from the fact that he doesn't recommend Tliya, it must be because he holds, like the Al Yeraba that we mentioned previously, that changing the meaning is also an Isser. So if he wrote the Kale as Elikim, and now it's going to be used for El Hanochash, he's going to be changing the meaning. So you see that the Chinuch Beis Yehuda holds that Tliya, is from the fact that he doesn't recommend Tliya, it must be that he holds that changing the meaning of a shame into a meaning of choil would also be an iser. He then brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says, where Rabbi Kiva Eger had the same case. And Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses a case where it's supposed to say, Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef, Kel Shakai, and it was missing the words El Yosef. So we don't know if the Sefer meant to write El or Kel, right? It says now, Vayomer Yaakov, Kel Shakai, right? So we don't know if the Sefer meant to write El or Kale. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, to be Toile, the words Yosef Kale. So, in other words, before it said, Vayomer Yaakov Kale Shakai. So now, you'd be Toile the words Yosef Kale, and that would be Mutter. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, because since all the Yisurim involved are only Dirabonans, coupled with the fact that the Mechika is not Mechika Mamish, therefore it's Mutter. However, the Lishka says that he's not convinced by Rabbi Kiveger's arguments, and he's not prepared to be makel, because again, you're dealing with a case where you're changing the meaning of a shame from what was possibly a shame choil, and making it now, what was possibly a shame kodesh, and using it now for a shame choil, which he holds like the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is an Isser d'Oraisa, not like Rabbi Kiveger, who's saying that it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan. Now, the Lishka then brings the Beis Aaron, who says that it's more mistaver that the Sefer skipped the words El Yosef. In other words, again, the case is that the Pasuk says, V'yemer Yaakov Kel Shakai. So we're saying, well, maybe when he wrote the word kale, he meant to write it for El Yosef. So the Beis Aaron says it's not mistaver. It's much more mistaver that the Sefer skipped the words El Yosef, and he was Mekadosh the Kel Shakai. That's what it says. So the Lishka in principle agrees with him. However, he has a few technical problems with the Beis Aaron. If you take a look at Sif Katan Chavov, you'll see what his problems with the Beis Aaron are, even though Be'etzim he agrees with him. And he then brings a tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad about this, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Asad entirely. You can have a look at the end of Sif Katan Chavov. In Sif Katan Chav Zayin, the Lishka says that the Chinuch Beis Yehuda mentions that it's more mistaver that the Sefer meant to write El Hanochosh. In other words, again, the case was that it says Vayomer Hashem El Hanochosh. So what's the chash? That maybe the Aleph Lamed is part of Hashem Hashem Elikim, and he just stopped the middle. So he says that the Chinuch Beis Yehuda says that that's a very shver chash. It says El Hanochosh, so it's much more likely that the Sefer meant to write El Hanochosh. It's not likely that he would have been Mekadosh Hashem Hashem and stopped in middle. So if that's the case, it should be mutter to be meichik. So the Lishka adds that indeed it's aser to stop in middle of the Shem Hashem. So this shash of the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is l'chare very stark. So why tak is the Chinuch Beis Yehuda not meikel to erase it, if it's so poshut that he meant to write El Hanochosh? So he says because the Sefer himself was the one asking the Shaila. So if the Sefer himself is the one asking the Shaila, so apparently it's a real Sofik. We can't say Svaris when he's Mesupik. However, it says the Lishka, Einachanami, if it would be a case where the Sefer is not in front of us, so then the Lishka would taka say, La'alach ulamaisa, that the Svara that he meant to write, El Hanochosh, is so strong that he would taka be Mekel and would say that it's mutter to erase it, because in Kol HaTorah Kula, we see the klal of toila b'motzi, that we're always toila what happened in the normal, and what's normal. And over here, what's normal is that he meant to write El Hanochosh. That's zicha the pashtus. And based on that toila b'motzi, the kesis would be willing to be matir mechika 100%.